vanenge mwavanhu
sibumfiti iwe chuma chiripanguku na Ripa Stock Feed.
Ripa,
yes, Ripa Stock Feed has it all for your broiler chicks. Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripa Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripa Stock Feed, the feed masters.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government to add 250,000 households to social cash transfer program. Government urged to handle cautiously all national programs leading to 2026 elections to safeguard country's peace and stability. European leaders outraged after Russian strike kills 17 and damage EU's headquarters.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The government has announced plans to increase the number of beneficiaries under the social cash transfer program by 250,000 households across the country. Currently, more than 1.3 million households benefit from the program, with vulnerable households receiving 800 kwacha and persons with disabilities receiving 1,200 kwacha every 2 months. Speaking on the sidelines of the ongoing five-day media workshop on social protection and child welfare in Kabwe, organized by the government and the United Nations Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Principal Planner for Communication, Weka Banda, said the process of enumeration is underway in all the districts. She explains that the exercise began with sensitization activities from August 25 to September 1st, followed by listing of potential beneficiaries between September 5th and 11th. Ms. Banda adds that the final announcement of new beneficiaries on the SCT caseload will be made by December 21st, 2025. The social cash transfer program is a key government initiative aimed at reducing extreme poverty and improving the livelihoods of vulnerable households across Zambia.
Yes, there's an enumeration that is going on countrywide, and our officers have been given a timeline in which to finish the enumeration. So all over the country, this exercise is going on. They want to enroll people on social cash transfers, meaning that there will be additional numbers to the households that are already on social cash transfers. They'll be able to add more numbers to this program.
The Zambia Police Service has charged renowned farmer Maria Zalomis with murder, together with four other suspects, in connection with the death of 22-year-old Enoch Simfukwe Kasengele. The other two suspects are Nathaniel Bathurim, 34, a Nigerian national husband to Maria Zalomis, Daniel Chilua, 40, farm manager of Onani Farm Number 5, Montana area, Fortune Mwintangati, 23, of Nyambe Farm, and Gift Daka, 25, of Onani Farm. According to the police, the suspects have been jointly charged with one count of murder, contrary to Section 200, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Zambia Police spokesperson Ray Amonga says the suspects are currently in police custody and are expected to appear in court soon.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Chuma Police Station in Kawe has concluded investigations into the murder of Enoch Simfukwe Kasengele, age 22, of 16 miles along Kawe Lusaka Road. Following investigations, police have today, the 28th of August 2025, have jointly charged and arrested five suspects for one count of murder contra section 200, chapter 7 of the laws of Zambia. Those arrested are Nathaniel Batrem, age 34, a Nigerian national, Maria Francis Zalene Zalomis, age 40, of Wonani Farm in Montana, Daniel Chilua, age 40, farm manager at Wonani Farm number 5, Montana area, Fortune Muitangati, age 23, of Nyambe Farm, and Gift Daka, age 25, of Wonani Farm. All the suspects are in police custody and will appear in court soon.
Stegoras have asked the government to handle with caution all national programs leading to the elections in 2026 to safeguard the country's peace and stability. Recently, information emerged that the government had issued defective national registration cards in some parts of the country, such as eastern and northern provinces. And the Golden Party of Zambia, GPZ, has called for a recall of all the defective NRCs issued by the government so that new ones can be issued. Party President Jackson Tilawe notes that the mass voter registration coming up, it is important that such programs are handled with transparency and accountability. Mr. Tilawe says lack of doing so would bring about conflict in the country, adding that failing to handle elections has been a source of conflict in many countries.
That once it is discovered that the NRCs are defective in those parts of the country that are affected, that quickly a recall is done, and of course replacement is done in equal measure of advertising that this process will only run for the duration. It will not kill us for the registrar of NRCs to extend the period in areas where such mistakes have been discovered for the sake of transparency. And at the end of the day, the one nation must be able to move together. Yes, I wish to implore government on behalf of many stakeholders who are concerned.
And the New Heritage Party has charged that the issuance of defective NRCs in opposition strongholds is a gimmick by the government to rig elections in 2026. Party President Charles Kateka has since urged the Zambian people to hold the UPND government to account and ensure that the electoral process is free from any malpractices.
Using the government machinery has been trying to do everything possible to tilt the likelihood of them retaining the 2026, the seat in 2026. And so this is part of the whole thing. So the complaints that we have received are in areas that do not favor them. Those same complaints have not happened. So one can only assume that it's a deliberate ploy on their part to disadvantage the other political players and the other regions while they advantage themselves.
Meanwhile, the Anti-Voter Apathy Project AVAP Executive Director, Richwell Mulwani, has asked the government to rectify the issue so that it does not compromise mass voter registration exercise calendar.
The mass voter registration should continue. We cannot say stop the process. That the roadmap is very tight. Remember that we are starting this massive voter registration on 11th of October, or the 13th of October, and ending on 11th of November. And you know already, we cannot postpone. Is it not postponed? Because we are now going to the rain season. If we postpone there, we are going to the rain season. That is going to really affect the whole process. And you know, during the rain season, people are busy, they are doing their farming, and it's very really difficult for the staff to go and move from one point to another to the just voters.
Birdwatch Zambia Habitat Conservation Officer Godfrey Simuchimba says climate change has impacted the wildlife space adversely, as the environment is the home for many species, including birds that are now losing their habitats. Speaking during a capacity building for journalists, Mr. Simuchimba highlighted the vulnerability of birds and other species to climate change and adds that there is need to enhance protection of the environment. He says the government should enhance enforcement of laws that protect the conservation of wildlife in the midst of climate change. He adds that currently the protected areas which host birds and wildlife are being